perhaps it's fair to say Matt Savinar is kind of pessimistic about the way we're headed right now with oil, actually. He plans to move into a biodome within the next 6 to 9 months, he says. Craig in Napa, Idaho writes, "Hi, Art. Great show. How exactly would someone be able to join a biodome tribe? Is everyone invited or just a few?"
Well, Art, no, I'm not planning on living in a biodome. Okay, I'm not.
Well, I may have said that. I mean, what was your word?
Said an eco-village or some type of sustainable living community. And you can go online, just Google eco-village or intentional community or sustainable living community, and you can start doing research on it. And that's something that previously I had planned, and I thought to myself, well, maybe I can just open up a bicycle shop or my own organic gardening here in the little plot that I have in front of my apartment. Those would be viable solutions if I thought that we were just going into a second Great Depression and that eventually we're going to come out of it. The thing is, like I said in the first segment, we're looking at a total collapse of industrial civilization. So I wanted myself and anybody who is aware and awake of what's going on, want to get into a situation where at least my food and water and energy are as off the grid and are as least dependent on an abundant supply of fossil fuels
as
possible.
Excellent, Matt. But there may have been something here you've forgotten.
What's that?
Well, if you get into your sustainable community and the rest of the world collapses around you, then it's going to be a Mad Max kind of world, at the very least.
I tell people, look, there is no safe place.
Exactly.
I'm not under any illusion that there is a living situation that is truly secure. But living in the cities or the suburbs where you're entirely dependent on the government maintaining services, on the water pumping and on the energy coming, on the gasoline pumping, that is probably about the worst situation that I think that you could be in. Because imagine the blackout in New York. Imagine that had lasted for 2 or 3 weeks. Okay. Now, we're not heading into that type of situation immediately, but what you will see is we slide down this oil production, the energy production downslope, and as the economy begins to fall apart, you will see blackouts become more and more frequent. And they'll get longer and longer, and you'll start to see things like the price of water go up.
Right. Okay. Well, you call it a cataclysm, Matt, and you even apparently can estimate how many are going to die.
Right. Because if you look at what every species does, whether it's bacteria, whether it's reindeer, pretty much every species, when they're given access to abundant resources, they grow.
Yes.
Their population grows in an exponential fashion.
Yes.
It follows what's called a J curve.
Certainly.
And the last generation will have 50% of the resources left. And that last generation will consume every last bit of the resources, and then the population will crash by 95 to 99%. Now, if you look at the human population, it's followed a J curve.
You're saying 95 to 99% of the world's population will die?
Most likely. If you look at, if we follow the path of every other species that is given access to abundant resources and just allowed to consume them at will, they all follow a J curve. They start off flat, it shoots straight up, and then it drops straight down. And if you look at the human population, since gaining access to abundant food, which came from basically abundant fossil fuels, it's followed a J curve also. And right now, all the experts are correct, we've got enough fossil fuels to last basically one generation. And if the last 4 or 5 years are any indicator of what the rest of this generation is going to experience, we're going to end up fighting for every last drop.
Boy, I thought I was a pessimist, Matt. You make me look like a piker. So one more generation are we in the last generation of oil?
Well, we're in if you look, we've got
economically feasible oil.
Yeah, we've got about one generation of economically feasible oil. Now, we'll probably be, somebody on the planet will probably still be using oil in some capacity even 100 or 150 years from now, but it won't, that will be a relatively small number of people who will have access to what we would consider modern energy.